From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, May 23rd. Butte County's annual homelessness survey is out, and as NSPR's Alex Stutson reports, it shows the county's housing crisis continues to be made worse by wildfires.
Nearly 1,400 people are experiencing homelessness in Butte County, and about 1 in 10 of them were displaced by wildfires, especially from the 2018 Camp Fire. That's according to the Butte County Continuum of Care, which conducts the survey. Hillary Crosby is the executive director of the emergency shelter Safe Space. She says fire survivors face distinct challenges when recovering and rebuilding.
Odds are that maybe you didn't have a copy of that deed or something that tied you to that property. And then just really not knowing where to start to get that. You know, if you didn't have PG&E in your name, or you didn't have, you know, the cable in your name or something like that, how do you prove that you were there?
Wildfires also compound the already high demand for housing in the area. Amy Rohrer is the executive director of Valley Contractors Exchange. She says demand for homes has skyrocketed in the wake of repeated major wildfires.
Pre-fire, we needed about 10,000 units, but now it's much more than that, because basically we're losing them faster than we can rebuild them.
She says there are more than 350 affordable housing units about to open or beginning construction soon on the Paradise Ridge. But overall, Rohrer says building plans for homes aren't moving quickly enough, mainly due to issues like a lack of utility infrastructure and general challenges building in the foothills. She says wildfires have destroyed nearly 16,000 homes in Butte County over the past 6 years. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, a boat carrying golden mussels was stopped before launching on Lake Oroville, one of California's most important reservoirs. As NSPR's Ken Duvall reports, state officials say the invasive species poses a serious threat.
The mussels were found on a pontoon boat just purchased in Stockton. That's where golden mussels first showed up in California last fall. They've since spread south, extending to other waterways in the Delta and some in the San Joaquin Valley. The boaters had planned to launch the boat at Lake Oroville for the Memorial Day weekend. State officials are working urgently to keep the invasive mussels out of the lake. If they get in, officials say the impacts could be widespread. Lake Oroville is the second largest reservoir in California, and golden mussels stick to hard surfaces. If the mussels, or their microscopic larvae, reach the lake, they could spread downstream, clogging pipes and pumps across the state's 700-mile water delivery system. So far this week, officials have inspected and sealed more than 875 watercraft and decontaminated over 200 during boat checks at Oroville.
That was NSPR's Ken Duvall. And more than 20 Plumas Unified School District employees won't be continuing work. That's after last week's school board meeting. Officials finalized the layoffs of 10 employees, including 2 teachers and 1 behavioral health specialist. Teachers attended the board meeting, urging a no vote. They called the decision rushed and not legally authorized. The board's action was paired with the approval of 14 staff resignations. Those employees included people from the Plumas Unified School District and the county's Office of Education. Since the 2023-2024 school year, the district has had at least 200 employees serving nearly 1,700 students. Also, Plumas County Sheriff Todd Johns is retiring. He made the announcement at this week's Board of Supervisors meeting, citing personal health and family for his decision. Johns started with the sheriff's office in 1991 when he served in leadership roles before being appointed sheriff in 2019 and elected in 2022. The department says they're grateful for Johns' leadership through emergencies, including wildfires and periods of significant change. The Board of Supervisors will appoint a new sheriff within approximately 60 days. Additionally, some residents needing behavioral health or crisis services in the Yuba-Sutter area now have less hope of getting them. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, the CEO of Adventist Health, Rideout, told the Yuba City Council this week it would not continue Project Hope. That would have seen the conversion of the former Fremont Hospital in Yuba City into a behavioral health facility for underserved and homeless residents. One phase of the project, a 22-bed sobering center, will move forward. The decision to abandon the larger behavioral health campus resulted from changes to grant requirements and uncertainty about federal funding. And finally, how does a deer cross the road? It's not a joke, it's a real question. A stretch of the Highway 395 corridor from the Susanville to the Nevada border is a particularly dangerous place for vehicle collisions with animals. The U.S. 395 Wildlife Overcrossing Project is working to build an overpass to give animals safe passage across the road. It's a collaboration between Lassen County and the nonprofit Wildlands Network. Project officials are close to selecting a location for the crossing, with 6 priority sites identified. The final decision will be made after more studies are completed. Studies show crossings and fencing can reduce wildlife vehicle collisions by as much as 90%. And those are your headlines for Friday, May 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.